Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Recording, everything's ready to go. So let's do it. Let's get our screen share going right about now. Boom, that fast. Okay, you can tell by the headline here. Have you seen the Mexican peso or agriculture? Let's first look at what happened to markets today. The markets are not as strong as you want here. February 22nd, Monday, my time. Time is it? 22:35. So here we go. We have here the S&P up 1/3%. Dow Jones or Dow futures up 0.21. NASDAQ futures up 0.5%, as well as the Russell is up 0.39. Now oil up 1/3. Bonds are up 1/3. Oh, sorry, that's gold. Now here's a concern. 10-year bonds up 1.86. That's a concern. Silver up, blah, blah, blah. 10-year bond, 1.8, as I said. VIX is fairly low, 6.35. The Euro USD is up a tiny bit. All right, so what else we got here? Bitcoin down, took a big hit. Same with all overall crypto. Britain's down so far, and Asia is up 40.4%. Okay, so I'm going to go through everything, and excuse me, it is winter still here, so minus that. Let's go to what's been going on. All right, so we got lots of shorts here on the on the U.S. markets, NASDAQ, S&P 500, same with pound against New Zealand, two shorts there. Even our safe haven, is the market strong? Well, yeah, I guess if you've got the USD, Japanese yen short, same with our Scandinavian, like Sweden, Denmark, but look at this. The peso has really come about 1975 to 2070, so it's like a full dollar, and now it's still short. So that probably will be a missed opportunity. Gold still holding on to its longs, but you wouldn't think so. It's like long-term, well, not long-term, but short-term declining. That's gold in Canada, gold in Swiss franc, it's bouncing back. Really, not a lot going on here. Gold in Hong Kong, they're longs, but not the time. Long again in the Japanese yen. We have to wait it out to see if it historically will go back into a decline here. But it longs for sure. Now, we have Euro Hong Kong dollar here with a long call. These are not much to get all excited about. Euro, Norway, Euro, Poland, long, another short in the Swede, blah, blah, blah. But when you look at Asia, it's not looking good compared to last week. The short Hong Kong and Japanese yen, all the markets are not doing too good. Netherlands there, two shorts, Singapore, another short in here. I thought, oh, for sure, Asia's looking good. Boy, was I wrong. New Zealand, Singapore in decline again. Thailand, there is just nothing really performing. NASDAQ. Look at USD in the Chinese yuan. Will that long continue? We'll have to look at overall Australia and the China and copper, which we'll do in a minute. These are just normal ones that don't look like they're going nowhere. Same with the SPY again with the short. Everything's shorting. We have another short here on the U.S. Mexico. You don't see that a lot, but there it is. USD Sweden, more shorts. Natural gas, you got a short there. You think that'd be a long, but there is warm weather. It's always dependent on that. Franc against the Japanese yen, dying. More pound against New Zealand, dying there with a short. Just New Zealand was looking good, but it's just pulling back now with a short. So I don't have a lot of confidence there. Even in New Zealand and Swiss franc. Wow, Singapore and Swiss franc. Singapore and Hong Kong looks good in Hong Kong dollars. So that is something remotely positive. Canada, Swiss franc, short. Deutsche 30 has no performance whatsoever. These are all short. Same with the France. Even another safe haven that should be longing is USD's the franc. Mixed bag there with Norway. Now, this is where you'd hope to see better performance with gold in Australia. Gold in Canada is a little better. They still have longs. Gold in Euro is looking okay too. How's the Australian market doing? Very flat. So we're now in the very good status. Let's see here if we continue along. France 40, short. Euro, oh my God. Oh, sorry. Euro 50, short. Euro in Australia has a long, that's a good sign. Very little in Euro in Denmark. Euro in Hong Kong. Euro in New Zealand has a long. Here's our big one, Euro USD. It's been flat, but it does have a long there. More shorts on the Deutsche 30, Hong Kong 33. India has got a short, not looking good there. USD 2000, which is the Russell. USD INR. USD Poland, I don't know. USD, okay, so here's our first long that we've tracked here, the 138, it's a 10-year. So the anticipation is that should start to rise, but does definitely have a long. USD franc. USD Denmark short. Not a lot here. USD Norway has a long. That's a mixed bag, as I said earlier. Now this is where it gets interesting. We have soybean, we have a long, but it's been very flat. Wheat has a long, a little one. Corn, this is the first time I've seen actual our agriculture show any long. So here we have a corn USD short, but I wouldn't be surprised we'll start to see more longs in agriculture. Things don't look too positive. New Zealand and the Rand along had some good performance there with the pound and the Rand. Two longs there though. New Zealand, Switzerland, Swiss franc has got a short. And one more, Singapore, Hong Kong, another long. So Asia has some options there. Now let's look at some of the other ones that we have not looked at. WTI oil looking good there. Nice long. Well, performance does look good. The BCO, Brent crude, same thing. Now here's the key, copper. Look at those. It's still kicking in high gear. This is definitely since moving February 4th. It's just been, you know, this is something to really take hold. 353 on the close there, already up another 60 cents at 44.1. So that is inflation kicking in. Things are getting more costly. There's a benefit there. So that's a good hedge to have as an industrial metal with copper. Now let's look at how that impacts the Australian USD as a miner of this stuff. You can see it move up. And the other one that looks good, but it's getting killed off here, is China. So what does that mean? Will we expect to see Australia, US dollar come down and copper? I don't think so, but I'm trying to figure out where those opportunities lie. You look at the Hong Kong, it's been flat, but it's not getting hit back like the China 50. So maybe it's companies out of Hong Kong. But we'll keep an eye on that, but definitely those two are still play, copper and Australia. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.